8 after 8 is the time. Listening, Bruce Williamson, who's from the campaign group Rail Future. In a sentence, Mr. Williamson, what is the goal or the aim or idea behind Rail Future? Morning to you.
Yeah, we simply campaign for a better railway for everyone, and not just for passengers as well. We campaign for freight. We want to see more lorries taken off the road and put on railways. We all deserve a better railway.
Makes sense to me.
You know, we're not getting it at the moment.
You look at the salaries enjoyed by some of the unions, or in this particular, RMT. How do you react?
I think it's unfair to compare it to the Prime Minister's salary, because the Prime Minister is actually paid a relatively low salary. Who knows? Maybe even Nick Ferrari gets paid more than the Prime Minister.
Who knows?
We should compare it to, really, is other salaries in the rail industry, like how much does the boss of Network Rail get paid? How much does the boss of Southwest Trains get paid? And I suspect it's quite a lot more than that.
Yeah, you're looking at £600,000-£700,000, as I'm sure you're aware. And then, of course, there's all sort of bonuses that sometimes kick in. But if the most important person probably in the equation is, of course, the person who makes it all happen, the passenger who's standing on Kingston Station or standing wherever you might live on station, they're not getting good service currently, are they?
No, they're not, no. And, you know, I think a plague on both their houses, really. You know, we need to sort of get the trade unions and the rail companies to act in the interests of passengers, because both of them are acting in their own interests at the moment. And that's why this dispute, you know, drags on. You know, get around the table and start talking, because this issue has been resolved on other franchises. So, you know, there's no excuse, really.
No conversation really about the railways can take place at the moment without looking at some of the ideas put forward by Jeremy Corbyn and his Labour colleagues. Do they have merit?
They're certainly feasible. You know, basically, nationalisation has happened before. It's happened several times on the East Coast mainline, and that's sort of worked okay. But I think, you know, we mustn't delude ourselves that nationalisation is some magic bullet that's going to make everything work all right, because if the railways are nationalised, we'd have the same trains running on the same lines, the same timetable, run by the same people. I think passengers fail to appreciate the extent to which the government is running the railways. They micromanage the franchisees. So we have effectively a sort of a nationalised structure with private contractors. And, you know, nationalising it wouldn't make that much difference.
Lastly, I don't know about you personally or Rail Future,
HS2? HS2, we desperately need the capacity.
Okay.
Now, some people argue, you know, because, you know, the railways have experienced 20 years of growth, the passenger numbers have doubled, and we don't want to end up in a situation where we just, you know, can't run the trains that we want to run.
Bruce Williamson, thank you. You're from the campaign group Rail Future.